too. We are the Watchers. Ash. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
I looked exactly like my mum.
When you're in drag?
In drag. Dead ringer.
Now, this can go a few different ways.
Mm-hmm. Does my mum look like a man? Maybe.
Is your wife so incredibly talented that not only can she do drag, but she can also make you look like your mother?
At the same time.
Mm.
Maybe.
Or are you just a pretty lady?
Well, I've been told I have amazing legs for a man. If I was a woman...
Quite thin ankles.
Yes. I have amazing calves too, apparently.
Mm. I have no calves whatsoever.
You have no calves? Is that why you're so short?
No, completely. You just got
your feet attached to your knees.
When I wear my shin pads for hockey, yeah. Sometimes people say, "You're not wearing shin pads." I am, actually.
They're just tiny little ones.
It's just that they make my calves look like they exist. Mm. Welcome to episode 14 of We Are the Watchers.
Mm. Lucky for some.
Unlucky for others.
Yeah. You missed out on lucky/unlucky number 13 last week, so we thought we'd give you a chance to enjoy that little tagline again.
Well, it must have been unlucky because I wasn't here.
I know. We're glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
I didn't have a knee to sit on and be bounced afterwards. I wasn't burped properly.
Well, just don't ask me to put my hand where you asked me to put it last time. Well,
we don't have the calves for it.
We're doing impression of ventriloquism.
Yes, I know, but it took me ages to get that off my wrist. Oh, by the way, can I have my watch back?
Sure. I'll Walken it out later.
Who has a need for a watch these days? Come on, Ash.
Mm. Oh, it's his Apple Watch. I've been keeping track of steps.
How's he going?
5, 6, not 7, 8.
Yeah, good steps. They had a guy called H, didn't they?
I don't know.
They did.
Was he the dark-haired guy?
No, he was the blonde, very camp one.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been S Club 7, but I'm pretty sure it was Steps. They did Boot, Scoot and Beatty and Tragedy.
That
was Steps.
Yeah, they did
S Club 7 want to bring it all back to you.
I did, yeah. S Club. They had the party.
Ain't no party like an S Club.
Yeah. And I think S Club were they had the TV show as well, didn't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. With Hannah, who went on to be in Primeval.
One of my favourites was Liberty X.
Oh, yeah.
They were good.
Yeah. So,
and Bewitched.
Bewitched. Oh, they're one of my first crushes was from Bewitched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved a bit of double denim.
I have a feeling it was the twins that had a brother who was in... Boyzone?
I think
was
so.
Was it the other Irish group?
It was, with Ron and Keating.
Yeah. Well, it was the tall guy with the eyebrow. One eyebrow raise.
I have an expert in this subject in the next room. Would you like me to go and grab her?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, Ash, I can say that coming up later we've got a bit of a quiz.
Mm.
I think you'll be good at this one.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, because I usually suck.
No, I feel quite confident that you're going to get at least half.
Okay.
It's not bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, pressure's on now.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Impromptu special guest joins us in studio.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
Oh, how exciting.
We've just got a couple of questions we need to ask you.
Sure, I'll do my best. 90s is my forte.
This is perfect. Sorry, by the way, this is Lindsay.
Oh.
From which podcast do you host?
The Jewelers Podcast. Very different.
Yeah, but still.
Sure. We all have a variety of specialist subjects.
You have some quality banter.
I do like some bants.
Mm.
Can we have some 90s bants right now?
Yeah.
We were just wondering. So, Bewitched.
Yep.
The Irish group.
Yep. What did they do? The river dance or something?
Yeah. They Say La Vida.
Yep.
They had twin sisters.
Yes.
Did they have a brother in Boyzone?
They did.
It was Boyzone, was it?
Yes, it was Boyzone. I think it was the bad boy, half good looking one.
The one that would always raise his one eyebrow.
Yeah, with the sort of slash through the
eyebrow. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember one of them's maybe called Siobhan. They're all Irish.
Well, they're Irish. Yeah. They're Irish, so that makes sense. Ash, what was our other question?
Mm-hmm.
We had another one. Oh, Liberty X.
Yes.
Were they English?
Yes. Michelle Heaton.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
There was one that was on X Factor a couple of years ago. He came back.
Oh, you know. So he was already famous.
He was a judge, yeah?
No. Well, he was in Liberty X, and then they, you know, people grew out of them. Uh-huh. And then he came back as a struggling 35-year-old musician.
Oh, like, how
come
sad.
Come on, please love me. He did all right.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was okay. If there was a Spice Girls tour that came to Australia.
You mean when?
We'd all go, right?
It won't happen.
There's a new tour that they're touting at the moment of all five.
But how much of a tour is it going to be? Will Victoria Beckham actually want to spend more time away from whatever Victoria Beckham does these days?
Who the fuck cares what she wants?
I thought you can say who is she?
She's not gonna sing well because she hasn't.
She has never. She's had like
yeah,
one
she's
line.
She's the poser. Yeah. She's the one that stands with her hands on her hips.
Will
yeah.
she smile?
No.
She's never smiled before. Why would she start thing. Now?
I think she's got a T-shirt as well that says, I don't smile.
Does she really? I'm going to have to Google that later. Thing. But I know that they've done concerts before, like reunion ones, but they've never been here.
They did the Olympics, I think, 2012 Olympics.
That's right. They did.
Yeah.
Yes. They came as a foursome out here, I believe, without Posh a few years back.
I have no recollection of that.
I think so.
Yeah, but your matey, old Levins.
Yeah.
He brought back some English pop stars that have faded from the charts a little bit for an Australian tour.
He was the tour bus DJ for the Venga Boys.
He was actually on the Venga bus.
Yep, every night. Every night. And by the end, he just wanted to get off.
I think Liberty X were involved in that. Maybe
I believe so.
East 17. Who changed their name to E17.
It's all right.
Was Atomic Kitten in the mix, maybe?
Oh, yeah, my Atomic goodness. Kitten.
No five.
I'm having a little 90s explosion inside, folks.
Everybody get up now.
Original Atomic Kitten lineup as well, because Kerry Katona went off to have babies and they brought in a new chick. I think it was Natasha.
Didn't?
Beddingfield?
No,
different Natasha.
Oh, I love her.
Didn't she have Daniel babies with
one from Westlife, Brian, who then went on to
Delta.
Have some Delta fun.
Yeah, and then was like, okay, I'm going back to Ireland now.
And then hung out with Carl Sanderlands probably too much.
Oh, that's right. Hence the reason for the end of his career in Australia. He had to go back. He got Kyled.
Kyled in the face.
That's got a hoit.
Anyway, welcome to the Listener's Podcast.
Is this new?
I don't know. I think so.
I think you're onto something. Quick copywriter.
We love the 90s.
We do like the 90s.
I like Blue.
Oh, da-da-dee-da-da-dum.
No.
Blue.
Another English
Blue
band.
Blue and Five were the like...
I get them mixed up.
How could you get them mixed up?
Everybody get up, sing.
That's Five,
one,
isn't it?
Two,
correct.
Three,
they counted
four,
out five.
Five, okay. Yeah. And Blue...
That's how you remember because they say Five. And Blue.
Blue only had right. four people in it.
All right.
That was a good song. Yeah. Then we got the old Fort Minor.
Yeah. Not British.
They're not British?
No.
They're American.
This is the rapper from Linkin Park's other band.
Oh, right.
Oh, their pump-up music is the business.
And let's not forget Human Nature's one track that they tried to do the whole boy band thing.
Yeah, from the early 2000s,
No, that wasn't with John Farnham. That was...
And the video was like supposed to be in outer space on a spaceship.
And all bouncy and very in sync. And it was terrible. It was like, guys, just stop.
It was a mild success. It was probably before you arrived here. You missed it, unfortunately.
Missed it.
It's okay. We'll all individually send you the link.
Oh, thanks.
And you can watch it three times at least. Because there will be a quiz.
And the YouTube video will have three views. That's good. Hey, can I ask a question from all of Australia?
Oh, no.
I've put the word out. What's your deal with Nick and Minogue sisters?
Sorry? We took Rolf Harris off your hands as
Okay. Fair enough.
How'd that turn out for you?
Wobbly.
Oh, there's a nice bit. There's a nice bit of exchange going on. BGs for AC/DC.
We did have Brian for a while.
Mm.
Yeah,
but he was Aussie.
And Ronan's having a go over here.
Yeah.
Leo Sayers.
Leo Sayers over here. Yeah.
Is he American or British? He's British.
No, he's British.
He was in
Tiny Angry Little Man.
He was.
That song's amazing. What's that song that he did?
Something about dancing.
I don't feel like dancing.
No,
like
definitely dancing. Wasn't that.
Come dance night away.
That's it.
Amazing.
And now we didn't have to do the falsetto that he has to, but I suspect he's shorter than us.
If you're only going to write one song in your life.
Yeah,
do a disco track.
Or a Christmas song.
I get him confused with Richard Simmons a lot.
Oh, they're very similar. I do believe that they... I've never seen him in the same room together.
I think he's just one person moves really quick.
Could be.
Probably what happened with Bewitched as well. It's not twins. It's just one that can move at hyperspeed.
She was an amazing river dancer. Well, thank you very much for coming on and setting the deal straight. That was good.
Yeah, sure. 90s and I just come knock on the door.
We certainly will.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Pretty sure I'm going to have more questions next week, though. I'll have 7 days to ruminate and go.
If you've got a 90s question, send it in.
And if you enjoyed that, let us know, because we could potentially do a bit of a spin-off where we dive into genres, decades, and nations of music.
And I know that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Ash would know.
Bring it on.
I could talk a fair bit about late 90s German hip-hop.
I'm pretty sure I couldn't.
Mm. Wow. Mm. I wasn't expecting that.
Was gehen Leute seit der mit mir down?
Das ist gut, ja?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Super lecker. Super geil.
What's super lecker?
Really tasty. Huh. Mm. Super geil means super hot, but hot as in horny.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think other languages do not use the word hot in the several meanings we do. Like Spanish, when they say caliente or however they pronounce it, they just mean the temperature is hot.
It is actually hot. Which is funny hearing that after watching Fury last night on free-to-air TV. Jeez, that's a good movie.
Really? Yes, I've not seen.
Back to the normal program, talking about stuff
good,
that we
thanks.
Watch.
Thank you.
Have not seen. Quite gory. I would have expected more of this show to be edited out
for free-to-air
TV.
Well, what time did it start?
8:30.
Technically Watershed.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember back in the day that they used to cut the shit out of movies on free-to-air TV. I can hear people say shit when the kids are still up watching TV at about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
I've heard the F-bomb dropped once. It's like, oh, well, anyway, time for bed, kids.
I think there's a quota. I don't know if it's just here or in other parts of the world, you know, like the UK or America, where they make a lot of TV shows that we see.
Mm.
But there's a certain amount of times they can say the F word or, you know, shit. Because I remember Sex and the City, they had an episode where the C word was used.
Was that the first time that you heard the C-bomb on TV?
Yes, it was the first time.
When was the first time you heard the C-bomb on TV?
Someone doing stand-up.
Okay.
It could have been a stand-up special.
Because I remember my first time.
Mm.
It was Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny?
Sopranos and Sex and the City, both HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've got slightly different rules.
C-bomb on Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Was it Kim Cattrall?
Samantha.
It wasn't.
No.
It was Charlotte.
Oh.
They gave it to the character you would assume would not ever say the word. She worked in an art gallery, one of those New York art galleries, and there was an artist who that was his speciality, to paint that part of the human anatomy.
I doubt he called it that, though, did he?
No, but she did. Wow. Oh, I don't know if he said it or not. It's been a long time since I've seen it, obviously, because that's from the 90s. But, yeah, Sopranos, that would have been around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually. Mm.
Cutting edge. Speaking of HBO, I know that here in Australia a lot of HBO shows end up being on Showcase on Foxtel.
Yes.
Showcase is absorbing all the FX shows that they want to keep.
What do you think they're shutting that down?
Oh, they are shutting down FX.
They're shutting down FX?
Yeah. Gone.
Wow.
Yeah, so as of Monday, when The Walking Dead returns, it's on Showcase.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuckadooly.
They also have gotten rid of World Movies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I say that, but it's all still available, but only on demand.
Yep.
Mm. What do you have to jump up and down for it?
Is that please, the deal? Can I help?
Oh, I demand this.
Yeah, so there are a few changes. I suspect they're trying to streamline the cable aspect so that they can focus more on streaming.
Well, it all started with Channel V. May Channel V rest in peace as well.
I used to love watching Channel V.
That was a platform. It was a launch pad for great Australian talent to get out and show your wares, talk about Australian music
and
in general.
It
was
great.
The hosts were fantastic, and that was the first one to go. And I did hear that was going to be the first of the few dominoes to start to fall. Never expected FX to be one of those.
It's one of them, but I need
They don't produce any of their own content. They won't generating anything. They were just licensing. Yeah. So it makes more sense for the packaging that Foxtel does to streamline it into very direct channels.
So I wonder if National Geographic is going to go as well, because they're in the same office.
I doubt it.
They have American...
National Geo is a channel onto
nice
us.
Nice pun.
Now, Tom, you worked for Channel V.
Yeah.
How long
ago? I'm going to say 2000, 99, 2000.
So you were there when it was big.
Yeah, I used to go and do Saturday and Sunday mornings with Jabba.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just hung around and talk shit. It was more work experience stuff like that.
On air?
Yeah, and pop up there and talk about gigs that I'd been to, or why you should go and see Super Heist live, or Girling. And
Girling, oh, great Australian band, and a great Australian bit of talent as well, Jabba. Shout out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We realised we probably watched.
He'd be good
back
for this
day.
Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We pay the big bucks here.
Oh, absolutely.
As well, so
Jabba, if you're listening.
That would entice him. Yeah, but Tom and I probably did watch you back in the day. And
it was good times.
So yeah. Fury, you were saying Fury.
Fury was on, very violent.
Enjoyed it?
Oh, I think it's the third time that I've watched it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's, I started watching it and, you know, I was mid-conversation and it came on TV and it's like, oh. Oh, this is on.
I'll
Sorry.
Give it a go.
I'm going to stop talking now.
The quality of that film made me upset at how terrible Suicide Squad was, because it's the same director, David Ayer, and I don't know what happened there, but wheels fell off.
With Suicide Squad or with Fury?
No, Suicide Squad.
Right.
Fury's great.
Yeah.
Awesome cast.
I do believe Stefan Spielberg is part of that as well.
I think he's an EP or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
One scene in it, though, is when they're actually stuck in the tank. Like, it turns from day to night within 30 seconds. Okay. It's like, geez, guys, that wasn't half obvious. I know that they're in the tank now, and we need to see the bullets flying around like lasers, but did you have to make it dark that quickly? Because it just doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
You get one shot of dusk. And then it's night. It's like, oh, wow, that happened quickly. Who put the sun out?
Tom, what did you watch this week?
Big thing that I watched this week was Black Panther.
I saw you talk about the fact that you had on Facebook.
Yep. So I saw it Thursday last week, and I'm going again after we record today.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know about you, Ash, but I have not actually heard anybody say that they didn't like it.
I've heard nothing but amazing reviews on it.
The figures came out yesterday afternoon. It's the fifth biggest opening in American history.
In history?
Yeah.
Oh, holy
so the only two, the only ones ahead of it, I believe, were the last two
Star Wars.
Yeah, the last two Star Wars, the main Star Wars, not Rogue One. The first Avengers film and maybe Titanic
Titanic.
Like that else in the mix. But yeah, it's the fifth largest.
Wow.
It's growing. And it's got an A+ score from CinemaScore, so it's going to have really long legs. It's not going to drop off after the first weekend in a massive way.
So CinemaScore is?
People's opinion.
Okay.
So rather than, people that get interviewed when they're walking out afterwards, surveyed, given their score, if you get a strong CinemaScore, it means you've got really strong potential to have long-lasting legs, so it's not something that's going to tank after the first weekend. People are going to keep coming back as word of mouth spreads. That's why Wonder Woman did so well. It had a pretty strong opening, but the CinemaScore, I believe it was A, maybe even A+. Mm. The word of mouth about it meant that it just kept growing.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Ash, for me, I don't know all the superhero stuff. I mean, I've heard of Black Panther, obviously. But the draw card for me is Michonne.
She's so good.
Is she?
Oh, she's good.
Ah, she kicks so much ass. You think she kicks ass on Walking Dead? You wait to see her in this.
Are there hints of Michonne in there?
She has a bladed weapon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And shows off moves that Michonne would never try.
Awesome. Awesome.
And she's not wearing the dreadlock wig, is
she?
Nope. She's bald, got a natural hair.
Bald.
Bald naked hair.
She's always had really incredibly short hair. Well,
yes.
Not always, but, you know, ever since.
Look, it's part of the... She's the leader of the Dora Majar, I believe it's pronounced that way, who are the king's bodyguard. All females, all shaved head.
Is she bald by choice or is it alopecia or something?
I don't know. I've not asked her.
Serious question.
I think she's one of those women that can pull off the bald head. Mm. You know, some people cannot.
You do it. Yeah, yeah. I can't. I know that.
Have you tried?
Not that I'm a woman, but
no,
I have tried.
Yeah.
I've had a shaved head, but I just don't see it as a shaved head. Apart from looking scary, being 100 kilos and 6'6".
Yeah, right.
It doesn't go down well with the general public,
yeah,
but
okay.
On top of that, my head is not the shape to be bald.
You've got to have a good shaped head.
Mm.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things about the film, so it's, you know, obviously the big narrative behind the film is stuff that this is written by black people, produced, directed, starring, music by Kendrick Lamar.
Oh,
everything
my goodness.
About it. There's only two white guys in the film.
Uh-huh.
Martin Freeman, who yep. played Bilbo in
was
Lord
in,
of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Tim in The Office. In the
you
office.
Said Bilbo then, didn't you?
Sorry, Frodo. You know what I mean.
No, okay.
And what?
No. Bilbo.
No, really, it is Bilbo.
It is Bilbo.
Frodo's Elijah. I know that's what you're saying, so, Ash,
thank
but
you.
I just needed to rectify
right. Yeah, like the singer.
I felt accused then. I'm like, don't question my thing. I'm working towards a joke.
No,
so
no,
strap
no,
in
yeah.
anyway.
And I was working towards a joke as well, and we've crossed swords. I'm sorry.
My joke's better. Wait for it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we've got Martin Freeman, and the other white person in the film is Andy Serkis, who played Gollum, and they're the Tolkien white guys.
I'm so sorry I interrupted then. That was good,
actually.
That was good.
That was good. And he's in every movie ever that needs CGI.
Yeah.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
Who's Martin?
Martin.
I always want to call him Tim.
So he's playing a CIA operative. So mm-hmm. we actually met his character in Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not filling in the same role, but he's kind of Nick Fury-ish, Samuel L. Jackson's character, of mm-hmm. someone connecting teams potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, I won't spoil anything with him, but there's a way he becomes involved and becomes closer to Wakanda than I think any white person in history, in the history of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
So he's really cool. And Andy Serkis plays a bad guy named Klaw, who we met in Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. He's a South African who has a serious hard-on for getting that vibranium out of their country, eh?
Very good.
Thank you. He's in Black Panther as well?
Yes.
Right. As the bad guy?
As a bad guy.
And how's his South African accent?
He's spot on. Yeah. He's fucking crazy. Eh?
You are good at it.
Thank you.
Too.
I'm going to knock over this gallery and take all this stuff.
You did that too well.
He has a cool robotic arm.
So he's Luke Skywalker.
Well, in
gone bad.
In Age of Ultron, he had his hand removed, or part of his arm removed by Ultron.
He did.
So in this one, he comes back and he's got a prosthetic hand, and you're like, that's a bit weird. It looks strangely large. Those fingers are so fat.
Mm.
And then it turns out that it can crack down the middle, and he has a sonic disruptor that
shoots
out the arm.
Oh, I've wanted one of them forever.
So there's a point where he like climbs out the window of a car while it's driving, and he's shooting outside. Ah, you fucking mentals, I'll get you.
Is he left or right-handed?
Thankfully, he's right-handed because it's the left that goes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably feels like a stranger.
Well, yeah.
With the sonic boom and all.
Yeah, I don't know if
sonic boom.
Mm. Gotta be careful with those sonic booms.
Mm.
People always say that.
Mm. But yeah, look, I cannot recommend the film enough. One of the coolest feelings coming out of that film was like, not only was it a great film that I really enjoyed, and it is up there as one of Marvel's best, if not their best. It doesn't follow the same superhero formula and stuff. But I walked out going, you know, there's a bunch of people that are going to see that film and have the same experience I did the first time I saw the Spider-Man movie. The very first Spider-Man movie as a young guy. That's the person I love. That's
Tobey
the character.
Maguire.
Yes, yeah. As in that's the character I relate to. That's who I grow up. You know, he's a guy trying to make rent, keep everyone happy, stay afloat. Not that people can relate to being an African king, but having a black superhero is so important. And these results, how well it's doing, is a huge fuck you to Hollywood, who said for years that you can't make a big budget blockbuster starring a black man.
Yeah, so it works. It doesn't feel like they're trying to force it on you.
No point.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. And the part that's so cool is kind of the biggest battle where people are being pulled apart in the film is between African Americans and pure Africans of, you know, the displaced people of displaced African Americans trying to reconcile having lost their heritage and their homeland and stuff like this. So colonialism is a huge topic in the film that they talk about.
Interesting.
So it's really deep.
Second watch. Do you reckon there'll be a third in theatre, in the cinema?
I reckon so. I've got other people that want to go and see it who can't go today, and I'm always happy to jump in. Anyone who ever wants to go and see a Marvel movie, if they need someone, give me a shout because I'm always happy to support the cause.
Nice one. Isn't it nice?
Unless you want to go and see Thor 2. Fuck that.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, we've all got to have our boundaries, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing a slowdown, which is what I do sometimes when I really enjoy a video game.
Ooh.
And I don't want it to end.
Oh, been there.
It's hard.
Been there.
Can I just say how good the storyline is in Horizon Zero Dawn? Mm-hmm. Now, I've been talking about this because I got it for Christmas. I've been slowly getting through it. Storyline's phenomenal.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's so good. You've
got a smile on your face while you're speaking right now that I've never seen before. It is endearing.
I'm really liking it.
It is like you have found love with this game.
I'm like a 10-year-old kid.
You are.
I'm a 10-year-old kid. No, it's the kind of game, it's the kind of storyline that forces me not to do all the side quests first.
Sure.
Because I just want to know what's going on, or what has happened, I should say. And I know I'm right near the end.
You know it has an expansion pack.
And I've got it.
Okay.
But I'm just sad that the storyline will be finished.
Sure.
Like the main one. Mm. But what a great storyline. And I heard that the writers won an award recently for outstanding, storytelling.
Yeah.
Good on them.
For a game. Good for them.
Yeah, really good. But yeah, I've done this before. I've slowed down and not wanted to finish a game. Same with TV shows a little bit. You know, if you've got that final season and you know it's there and you don't want the show to end in your mind. I did it with 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'm doing it at the moment with the League of Gentlemen, the three specials they did for Christmas. I've still got one the last one I haven't dived into because it's been 15 years since I've gotten any of it.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I'm in the right
space. Mm. Yeah, because once you're done, you're done. You can always go back, but you don't experience.
It's not quite the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. It's like your Black Panther experience, the first time you watched it. That's going to be the best time.
Nice podcast. They make them for men.
Now, Ash, I remember a few months ago you were talking about TV shows to nap to.
Mm.
You were talking about Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, I love that.
Can I just say how dangerous it was? It was on television the other day, and I had it on mute because I was at work, and I started watching.
Big mistake!
Even with the sound off, I was getting just all cozy and relaxed and sleepy.
Are you doing them head nods?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whilst pretending that everything's perfectly under control and that I'm not falling asleep.
Mm. See, it's very dangerous until they're there and it's like, oh, well, what have you got here? Oh, well, I found this cigarette butt in the gutter about 30 seconds
that's
ago.
Right.
Well, that's quite amazing. Let me have a look at that for you. It is actually worth £30,000.
I saw there were three guys in the background watching, you know, some old lady be told that this antique of hers is worth only $300 or something. And they would have been early to mid-20s. One was holding a teapot. The other one was holding some sort of framed picture. You couldn't see it properly. And the third one was holding a plate, like a platter thing. And I thought, they've done one of two things. They've gone to their mum's house. Mm. Sorry, they probably still live with their mum. And they've taken the teapot off the shelf. Or they've popped round to Vinnie's on their way to Antiques Roadshow.
Just close their eyes and pick something up.
I don't want to shock you, but they didn't get on television, apart from the background. But I thought, I know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Antiques Roadshow must get those guys everywhere.
I think they were going to do a youth spin-off called Antiques Roadyo.
It wouldn't work because you wouldn't be able to fall asleep to it.
No.
You wouldn't be able to. Another one that I've discovered is a good napping one called Love It or List It.
Oh, yes, I am aware of this one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they go to they go to a family's home and, one spouse has to say, I want to stay here forever. We just need to renovate it. And the other one says, no, we must move now. I want to move and get out of this place. And then they get a renovator who says, okay, I'm going to renovate it so both of you are happy and you'll never want to sell the house. And then they get a real estate agent who goes, I'm going to show you the house of your dreams and you'll want to move out immediately into there. And it's all really... not heavily scripted, but they've told people
you need to say this here.
You're the person that's going to say this. You've got to be passionate about it and don't forget. But it lulls you into sweet slumber.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can easily just...
Yeah, just drift
take
away.
It or leave it. And that's what I like about Antiques Roadshow is that you can just lay there. You can either open one eye and watch it without actually getting too invested in it, or you can doze off and then have a microsleep and wake back up.
Yeah.
And it's like you've never even closed your eyes.
So nice.
Well, Ethel's still got her teapot.
She still does. Those 19-year-old boys are still trying to get on television in the background.
There's a lot of that.
Well, from boring shows to something a little bit more exciting, I have to say that I have just enjoyed the Joel McHale Show.
I saw that advertised.
Mr. Community.
Mm. Used to be on Talk Soup back in the day.
So yeah.
He was good on
was
that.
Was it Talk Soup or The Soup?
Both.
Right. They've changed
Talk Soup
it.
Was what it was originally when it was with Hal Sparks.
Oh, there were right. a few hosts. Yeah, a few even, what's her name? Alicia. She was in
Keys?
Friends for a bit. Yeah, let's just call her Alicia Keys. I'll think of her name later.
Silverstone?
No. Yeah, no. But go on.
And then I think it went on to The Soup. Mm. And then I think that ended. And he's pretty much picked up the show where it kicked off. Mm. He's with a little grin to the audience. He just turns around and goes, now, where was I? Oh, that's right. I was talking about The Bachelor. And he kicks off the show.
Aisha Tyler. That's what I was thinking about. Aisha
Tyler. Archer.
Yeah, sorry. She was the host of it as well.
Right.
She became the host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? The American
Version. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Hmm.
Well, this is, as with The Soup, it's just clips from around the world of TV. There's viral vids, there's bits and pieces, weird TV shows.
He was very good. I mean, I enjoyed a lot of the hosts, mm-hmm. but he is probably up there as one of my favourites.
Me too. And I could relate to him, you know, because he's almost 2 metres tall and, you know, early 40s and good looking.
Very, yep.
And hates most things.
Yeah, I could relate very well with him. And he's a good presenter, funny writing, and I think he's done a little bit on Chelsea lately and stuff as well. I think he might have been one of the writers on there, and Netflix have gone, hey, dude, you want a show?
Well worth it.
Here
he's
go.
Got the name.
Yeah, he sure does, and some of the content that he presents is pretty bloody funny.
He's a very funny guy, except there's a US remake pilot of the IT Crowd that floats around on the internet and pops back up every few years ago. And he played Chris O'Dowd's character. And Richard Ayoade came back to play Moss.
Oh, okay.
And it is a horrible combination.
Oh, okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. No.
I've looked into The Covenant. Do not melt your face off. Do not follow me into the sun.
Okay. Yeah. All right, avoid it at all costs. Oh. Yeah. Well, unlike this show, and as they do with Chelsea as well, is that they take a tour of the Netflix studios and they try and bring all the other Netflix shows in.
Sure.
There's shameless self-promotion
of
Netflix
why
and stuff.
Not?
But the way that they do it, it's quite clever and it's funny, and they're taking the piss out of themselves at the same time. One of the shows that they do is our very own Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Paul Reiser makes a very funny appearance
nice.
In this. And Joel McHale says one of the cool things about working at Netflix is that you get a pass to go into the upside down world anytime you want. And he goes into the upside down
That's
world.
That's fun.
Quite funny. Jason Priestley makes an appearance.
Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210, Brandon Walsh.
Yeah, and can I say, Leah, you might actually be taller than him.
I did realise he was quite a short person.
Incredibly short, and especially standing next to Joel McHale.
Yeah, that's a bit unfair, really.
The show itself, there's no real grace, there's no finesse, there's no tact. But that's the way
it
should
be,
is that he needs to be standing back while in the shows, and everything that he's presenting needs to be at the forefront, which he does really, really well. There's no shame. Mm. It worked really, really well for me. I think he's done an amazing job, and I'm going to give him 2 thumbs up.
I'm going to jump on board. Well, I also decided that Netflix would be the place that I would go to for a new show this week, and it was released this week.
Mm.
Everything Sucks.
Ah, a bit of nostalgia to
90s nostalgia set in 1996 in a high school, and it's everything you need it to
got
be.
Got a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it's got a Tamagotchi
Pogs?
In it.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Pogs.
Well, at least not yet for me.
Grey brick. Oh, no, it would have been colour Game Boy by then.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Grey brick was 90.
Early 90s.
It was 90, and Pokemon was somewhere around 93.
Right.
And there was a coloured one by then. So anyway. Mm.
There are a lot of 90s references that people who grew up in the 90s
sit on it.
Gets. Yeah, of course, the very first episode, they have to do the whole ironic, Alanis Morissette, is a really ironic
sure.
thing. That's something that had to be done. But there are a few little outfits that you go, that's right, people wore that.
Kangle hat?
Mm.
Not appeared yet, but there's sort of Bjork haircut.
Sure.
Hairdo,
Kepa,
you know.
Pants?
Kappa?
Kappa
or Kappa?
Kappa.
Kappa, was it?
Mm.
I was too young for them.
I
missed it.
How entirely. Old were you in the night? You would have just been a pup.
I was born 84. So, yeah.
Shit.
16.
You were 10 in mid-90s.
Yeah, so Kurt Cobain, I didn't know who he was.
Who's that? Doesn't matter.
There's a nice little tribute video that one of the characters does of 90s videos, and of course, Smells Like Teen Spirit appears in it. But what it's well, really easy
I,
to
can
watch.
Can I say something about that video? And feel free to laugh at me. But
yeah,
Weird Al Yankovic is one of my favorite artists of all time.
He did a great cover.
Well,
what
I
would
saw
you call
that
it? Cover parody. Parody.
Yes, I saw that one first. So I thought Smells Like Teen Spirit was a piss take of a Weird Al song.
Did you really?
Oh, right.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, I watched the French and Saunders parody of Silence of the Lambs before I watched Silence of the Lambs.
Sure.
And I went, very strange. I've already seen this. Mm.
I showed the kids Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic before I showed them Beat It.
And Beat It was boring in comparison?
Yeah. They loved it.
Why is that man getting so big? Why are his buttons popping off?
Yeah. And now they sing that at dinner time.
Yeah, oh, great.
Yeah.
Something that kids from the 80s would have done, and they're doing it now.
Find yourself an egg and beat it.
Expand their oeuvre. You can get My Bologna going.
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of food-based songs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Star Wars one?
Yoda. He did that.
The Phantom Menace. There's a Phantom.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. that was the parody of Phantom Menace, and he actually wrote that before the film came out, basing everything on trailers he'd seen.
Amazing.
And George Lucas called him to congratulate him.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What a call.
Well, he apparently tipped him off like 3 weeks before the song came out of, like, just change this one line.
Everything else is real solid.
Yeah. Weird Al sends songs to people and asks permission before he puts anything out. The only person who's ever said no, Eminem.
Well, you can't mess with that guy's lyrics. Eminem, musical, rhythmical, lyrical genius.
He's pretty good. He is the Slim Shady. You're just imitating.
Mum spaghetti. You can't mess with his lyrics. That guy, I'm sorry. No, Weird Al, that's crossing the line, and I understand that.
When he's on, Eminem's great. When Eminem doesn't have turmoil in his life, Eminem is very average.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's good that he's angry about the president and putting out some angry music again, because that's what we like.
Or weird stuff like Stan.
Like, I like a bit of introspection from Eminem. That's interesting stuff.
Devon Sauer.
Yeah, who was in Idle Hands. Great late 90s movie about his hand being possessed. He has to cut it off and then it goes and attacks the school.
My hand gets possessed at times.
Yeah, I've seen you try and high five.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Everything sucks. I reckon both of you guys would love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. If we were talking about a television show then. Okay, it's jump on it, you reckon?
Yeah.
All right.
It's sort of like 23-minute episode, long episode.
I'm throwing out one more. And I know we talked about Future Man briefly last week, that I'd watched the pilot. It's that good. I watched the rest of it.
You're done.
You know I'm not a binger.
Yeah.
That's not my style. I do that for Marvel shows. That's it. Nope. Future Man, I had to watch every single episode.
And you said there was like 13 or something
13 episodes.
Wow, look at you.
Yep.
Very untop.
Mrs. and daughter went away for a bit this weekend, so I had some time and I just sat on the couch and... Ah, it's so good.
You had Tom time.
Yep. It has a lot of twists through there, and it starts out as a comedy. So just for context for you, it stars Josh Hutcherson, who was Peter in the Hunger Games series.
Right.
Who looks a bit like Marty McFly.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize at first, but that's part of the reason why he got the gig.
I hadn't made the link. Yeah, right.
So he's a slacker janitor who works at a pharmaceutical company developing a cure for herpes.
Slacker janitor.
Yes.
Right.
In all his spare time, he plays this one particular video game.
Mm-hmm.
Horizon Zero.
No one has ever finished this game before. Mm-hmm. He finishes the game.
Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
I never finished that.
It's a Call of Duty style future shoot 'em up, and you've got to save the world. He finishes the final level, decides to have a wank for celebration, and as he's doing that, two time travelers from the future arrive. To let him know that he's the savior.
As he's pulling his
pull.
He is so terrified that he accidentally finishes all over the man.
Ooh. Wow.
That sets the tone. So the film, the series is produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Nice.
And it's written by the guys that did Sausage Party. So you walk out asking a lot of questions from Sausage Party. And this show did the same thing. It starts off as a silly time travel
comedy. You were saying you were laughing out loud.
Yeah, and it is really funny throughout. But then as it goes on, everything he does makes it worse.
Hmm.
Oh. And he gets, there's time loops, like they must have a huge whiteboard because, you know, as someone, big fan of quantum entanglement and this sort of stuff, he fucks up everything and ends up in an alternate
like butterfly reality. Effect sort of thing.
Butterfly effect on roids.
Yeah, right.
So it starts as butterfly effect and then ends up with alternate universes and accidentally blinking people in his life out of existence, having never existed, and just he's the only one retaining memories of what happened and starts losing more and more of his will to live.
Where do we find this?
So I got this off iTunes. Mm-hmm. It it's a Hulu production mm-hmm. in the States.
Which is Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
It's the home of yes. Handmaid's Tale.
That, and also Marvel's Runaways. They're doing some really good stuff over at Hulu.
Yep.
I wonder, I'm just wondering, Ash, if maybe because I know SBS On Demand got Handmaid's Tale here, if maybe they might end up getting Future Man.
Quite possibly.
If you want to watch it for free, might be worth looking, maybe. You know, just keeping an eye on.
Maybe.
But it does sound funny.
Side note question, is yes. Sausage Party worth seeing?
So very much so.
All right.
Tom, have you watched anything else?
Yes, it's I quite enjoy Adult Swim, which is a Cartoon Network at night, mm-hmm. where they do some really fucked up, crazy programming.
Yeah.
And you might remember a video that went super viral four years ago or something now called Too Many Cooks. Too Many Cooks.
No.
I'd like to apologize to everyone in advance who has seen the Too Many Cooks clip because it's in your head again now.
Oh, okay.
It's an 11-minute...
Let's not Google it.
Mm. No. You want to see this. You experience it once, it blows your mind, you will live with it for days, and then you can move on with your life.
Uh-huh, okay.
Anyway, every year, Adult Swim will give some of their people a bit of extra money to do a special episode. And there's been some really weird stuff that's come out of it, because they normally only show them at like 4 a.m. Mm. once on a Sunday or something wow. like that. You know, peak stoner time.
Prime time, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm.
So one of the shows that they have is... The Eric Andre Show. Now, I might have mentioned this before when we were talking about late night talk shows. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy that destroys his set and harasses the guests and put rotten prawns under their chair with
heater
above them.
Oh, yeah, I
remember. Sort of stuff.
Did you and I watch an episode of that?
I'm pretty
sure. Is that where we did the bit? The upside down beer keg?
Yes.
That's that show.
Yes.
Yep.
So he got given money for a special, and the special literally starts with him in the normal studio going, everyone's all about making America great again. I'm going to go make France shit. And then it's just 12 minutes of him harassing Parisians in the street, doing some really
that
ridiculous stuff.
Would go down
stuff.
Well with them?
They do not enjoy it at all. There is one point where he gets a fishing rod and goes fishing outside the Louvre in the river and pulls
goodness.
Out a plastic skeleton dressed as Hitler.
Oh, my
so, guys,
goodness.
I found him. And then spends 2 minutes running around talking to people about Hitler, whether they want to punch this skeleton.
Oh.
His stuff is so weird,
mm.
but it felt like putting on a comfortable pair of PJs,
yeah.
getting back in, because he hasn't had he tends to do a season maybe every 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a lot of work, the stuff that he
okay.
does. So doing something that was completely different to the rest of the format. Still had a lot of callbacks, you know, bird up people and just weird things from the show popping back in. But, yeah, I highly recommend if you find yourself with 12 minutes to spare and you want to see some weird shit, check out Eric Andre in Paris.
Done. And it's only 12 minutes.
I know. It's easily digestible.
Yeah.
It's like it's made for the internet.
It's like 2.5 cigarettes.
it's
if you
so
want to look
bingeable.
At it that way. Oh, yeah.
We've got another little quiz for you guys this
oh,
week.
Oh, boy.
Cue dramatic revelation. Dun, dun, dun.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Didn't have to do anything. You already have produced the
music. I just have to have
music.
A quick drink.
Yeah.
We're going to do a quiz.
A lie down.
I've already V'd up, big boy. and cracked my knuckles. I hope you're ready this week.
This quiz is called Name the Sibling. Of course, there's always lots of famous actors in Hollywood.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And quite a few of them.
But who cares about the fucking sibling? It's like Danny Minogue. Does anyone actually care about Danny? Sorry, Danny, if you're listening.
I prefer Danny to Kylie.
Oh,
I said it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Danny's got some fucking sass about her.
She does have sass.
Mm, yeah, I enjoy the sassiness.
Cheesy sass.
Nah, she's younger sister, chip on her shoulder sass.
Because remember, she was huge in Young
there.
Talent time, and Kylie was
yep.
sort of up and rising.
Mm.
Danny was there, and then she's been
poor
like,
Danny
like
didn't
shadow.
Get hooked on the locomotion. left behind.
So I'm going to give you the name of one of the siblings, and you've got to give me
sure.
the other one.
Okay, Danny Minogue. Oh, sorry.
No. She was an actor. Yeah, okay. Mm. Owen Wilson and?
Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Tom's going to kick my ass.
I don't know. I think there's a few that he might stumble on. You might be able to pick up the pieces. Right. This one's an easy one. We're just warming up.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal and...
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
See, I told you.
This is very fast.
I came to play. You heard me crack.
Okay, let's see how we go with this one.
Can you turn his mic off?
Well, it's just that I know that you've worked in radio, so you may know this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a pointless fact.
Mm. Work is... Use the word work very loosely.
I know I did. Warren Beatty and...
George Clooney? No?
It's a woman.
Oh.
Her last name is not Beatty.
I keep wanting to say Annette Bening, but they're married.
They're married.
Yeah.
Her initials are SM. She's older than Warren, not by much. She's got red hair. She's quite sassy. I was going to say Warren is as well, but not as much. Her first name is Shirley.
Shirley MacLaine. Sure.
Is that really?
Oh. I like pulling that one out every once in a while because you just don't know.
No.
And then when you see them together,
yeah,
you
can
go,
definitely see them.
Oh, right. Mm. All right, let's go back to some easier ones.
All right.
James Franco and...
Dave Franco.
Ash is not impressed with this. You'll get this one. You'll get this one.
Okay. All right.
John Cusack and...
Joan Cusack. I had a crush on her and Adam's Family.
Did you really? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Joan Cusack.
Yeah,
because
she's
people.
The one that messes around with Uncle Fester, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh.
Which one is she? Who is she?
The redhead. Yeah, she's also...
What's she playing in Adam's Family? What's she playing?
The temptress.
Oh, okay.
She's also the headmistress in School of Rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a bit of a... She's got a foxy minx type thing.
You know
going on
all
there.
John Cusack movies? Mm. She's in it too.
Oh, right.
They're in a lot of movies together. All right, one last one. This is an easy one. But your brain does have to be ticking fast to beat Tom to this one. Charlie Sheen and...
Emilio Estevez.
See, it was there.
Six.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Sorry. Have you got one more?
Okay. This is an off the top of my head one. Mm. This hopefully is going to be easy for you.
Mm.
Liam Hemsworth and...
Chris.
I was trying to think of the lesser, even more lesser one.
I don't even remember that one.
Is it Chris?
He's shorter too, isn't
Liam
he?
And
the third one.
Australia's greatest exports, by the way. It's like the Dado brothers on steroids.
Oh, they're way more successful than the Dado brothers.
And much better looking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And more talent. And hopefully they're not going to end up on Smooth FM.
I love these quizzes.
Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Because you win them all.
Well, look, listeners, if you've got some quiz topics that you think might stump me.
Listener, we've only got one.
Oh, no, we've got two.
Oh, we've got two now.
It's my sister and Tom's friend.
We've doubled our listenership. Amazing.
We're big time now. Emilio Estevez. Ash, thank you.
No, Leah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Tom's here too. Tom.
Thank you. That was my Benicio del Toro in Usual Suspects.
Can you do a...
No.
Okay, because you hated the movie.
No, I like that movie. It's just no one can do his voice in
that. Fair enough.